It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here we go with our weekly deep dive into the world of real estate. One of our favorite local experts, Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. And Mary, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Kyle. And it's always great to be here and share what's going on in our communities.
Well, you know, we talk usually about market updates and tips for buyers and sellers, but I know we're switching it up a bit today and diving into the fascinating and kind of fun history of one of Douglas County's oldest towns, Oakland, Oregon. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right, Kyle. And I just love this topic. Oakland is such a hidden gem. A lot of people drive past it on I-5 without realizing how much history and opportunity it holds.
Yeah, I totally agree. It might be small, but packed with a lot of character. Now, fun fact for our listeners. Oakland was actually the first city in Oregon to be placed on the State Historic Register back in 1968. And just over a decade later, it was added to the National Register of Historic Places.
Yeah, that's huge, Kyle. And when you visit, you can see why. The downtown is like stepping back in time. It's just two blocks, but it's lined with beautifully preserved brick storefronts from the 1880s and 1890s, some of the best preserved commercial buildings in the whole state.
And, you know, it really feels like a movie set, and, well, actually, it has been one. Films like Fire in the Sky and Grand Tour, Disaster in Time were actually filmed right there in downtown Oakland.
Yeah, I love that. And beyond the visual charm, Oakland has some incredible long-running businesses. Stearns Hardware is one of the oldest operating hardware stores in the West. It's been run by the same family since the 1880s, and it's still open today.
Yeah, can you imagine that? It's over 130 years in business through two world wars, the Great Depression, and now Amazon. That is some serious staying power.
Yeah, it really shows how strong and tight-knit the community is, and that's part of what makes Oakland such an attractive place to live. I mean, if you're someone who values small-town life, history, and that sense of continuity, you'll feel right at home.
And Oakland's reinventing itself in some pretty cool ways. Now, it used to be called the Turkey Capital of the U.S. back in the early 1900s because of the large turkey industry. Now it's becoming known for its wineries and tasting rooms. Some are set up in some of those same historic buildings.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the Umpqua Valley wine region. So you've got this blend of historic charm and modern lifestyle. There's even a wine vault tasting room set up in an old bank building. It's such a creative use of space.
It is so fascinating. I just love to be in there. And it's not just about the businesses. Oakland has some fun and some kind of quirky events, too. I mean, potato bingo for St. Patrick's Day, and the 4th of July parade with everything from farm animals to camels?
Yeah, that's true. So there's something really special about a town that still celebrates with 50-cent hot dogs and bounce houses. It's wholesome. It's ornery, and it's exactly the kind of community people are looking for when they're ready to leave that fast pace behind.
Yeah, so let's talk real estate. For somebody considering a move, maybe an investment, what's the appeal of Oakland from your perspective?
Yeah, so great question. What's exciting about Oakland is that you can still find homes with historic character, real wood floors, wraparound porches, original details at more affordable prices than you'll see in other parts of the state. And for folks looking to renovate or invest in a live-work property downtown, there's real opportunity there. The zoning and layout make it possible to be creative with mixed-use properties.
And that's a big deal. I mean, it's rare to find a place where the community supports preservation and still welcomes innovation.
Yes, and the residents and business owners are so passionate about keeping Oakland authentic. There's even a Historic Preservation Commission that helps maintain the integrity of these buildings, and that adds long-term value.
So for buyers who want something unique, whether it's a cottage with character or a space to open a boutique, maybe a cafe, is Oakland really worth a look?
Absolutely. It's got the charm, history, heart, and it's only 20 minutes from Roseburg, so you still have access to larger town amenities. It's a small town with a big personality and a lot of potential.
I love that. Let's talk about some of the hot new listings on the market this week and kind of switch gears. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so some of the newest listings this week, 669 West Ball Street in Roseburg. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath, just under 1,500 square feet. This is offered at $345,000. We just came on the market this week. It is such a cute, updated bungalow. I mean, this house looks like it came out of Oakland, but it's in the west side of Roseburg. So fresh paint, updated interiors, flexible layout, could be perfect for multi-generational living or rental income. It's got a brand new fence, brand new yard, move-in ready, full of charm.
You know, I drove by there, took a look at that just last night, and I'm really impressed with the work. A lot of effort went into renovating that, and really a special place.
Yeah, some of the neighbors have told the investors that we're working on this that this is the best this house has ever looked in over 30 years.
All right, so check that out on Bolf. What else do we have?
So we have 624 Tunnel Road down in Glendale. This is a five-bedroom, two-bath, over 1,800 square feet, offered at $345,000. This house is on five flat usable acres just outside of Glendale, five-bedroom home with a second dwelling. It's got RV hookups, multiple outbuildings, mountain views, great property listed by Dan Parker at Keller Williams.
And let's go over to coastal Douglas County. What about Reedsport?
Yeah, so 2690 Gardens Avenue in Reedsport. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, almost 2,200 square feet home, listed at $379,900. It's got a covered porch, brick and rock accents, double-pane vinyl windows, laminate flooring throughout. It's got two fireplaces, move-in ready with lots of updates and character, listed by Deidre Joven at Keller Williams.
And what about Yonkala?
Yeah, 387 East Locust Court. Three bedroom, two bath, almost 1,500 square foot manufactured home offered for sale at $344,500. And actually, this house just came back on the market, so someone had a second chance at buying it, and it already went pending. So some of we're starting to see a little uptick in the market, but this was listed with Jeannie Hackey at Keller Williams.
All right, let's take our weekly market snapshot right now. What's been happening in real estate around the county?
Yeah, so new listings came in at 44, which is a drop from the 59 we saw the week before. So we're seeing slightly less new inventory, but still a decent flow. Coming soon listings held steady at 2, no major changes there. Back on the market jumped from 8 to 14 this week, so that's almost double, which might suggest some buyer hesitation or financing hiccups. Pending sales climbed again from 49 last week to 53 this week, which is great, so it shows strong buyer activity. And sold homes dropped again this week, 33 last week to just 27 this week. So while offers are being written, we're seeing a bit of a lag in closings. But so, if you look at those pending sales, we're going to see an uptick in closings in the next couple of weeks.
So the buyers are still active, but maybe some delays in just getting to that finish line.
Yeah, and that's something we're watching. On the pricing side, we saw 76 price changes. That's slightly down from 85 last week, but we're still seeing that sellers are adjusting to stay competitive.
All right, so overall, a little less new inventory, a slower week for closings, but still plenty of movement on the front end.
That's right. The takeaway is homes that are priced right and move-in ready are still getting attention and offers. And buyers are being selective. So if you're thinking of selling, now's the time to position your home smartly and make that first impression count.
All right. What about open houses?
So we've got two open houses coming up on Saturday, August 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have 155 Nestucca Lane in Roseburg. This is a manufactured home in that River Place Park. It's offered for sale at $140,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,512 square foot home. So that's open Saturday, and another one Saturday in Elkton from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. 479 Second Street in Elkton. This house is $425,000, 1,200 square feet, almost a third of an acre. So not very many houses come up for sale in Elkton. This would be a good one to check out. Actually, both of these.
All right, and if people want to reach you with questions about buying or selling, how do they get connected?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street or check us out online at marygilbert.com, and we'd be honored to guide you home.
All right, that wraps it up for today. Local Real Estate Today with Mary Gilbert. We'll catch you next week here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.